Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. Don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. The writer to the Hebrews devotes a great deal of attention to the old sacrificial system. He does so in order to make it clear that in Christ it has completely come to an end. Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross and made it unnecessary for any further sacrifices. However, the language of sacrifice is still important, and the writer encourages his readers to offer up their sacrifices of praise continually through Jesus as a sign of their commitment to God. This reminds us of the language of the Apostle Paul, who frequently told his readers to give thanks continually. These New Testament writers thought of thanksgiving not as an occasional religious duty, but as a joyful way of life. Living a life of thanksgiving is vital, but there's another sacrifice that we are urged to make as well, and that is doing good and sharing with those in need. There's something incredibly down-to-earth about Christian faith. It's never just a matter of having the right beliefs and singing lovely songs, important as both of those are. We are to live a life of getting stuck into helping those around us. There's no doubt that it's costly and demanding, but it's our privilege as we follow in the footsteps of the Lord who gave absolutely everything for us. I count it a privilege to see what this means in practice as I watch my Christian friends generously and unselfconsciously pouring out their lives on behalf of those around them. I thank God for their example and long, too, to live such a life of thanksgiving and service. So let me ask you a question. In what ways are you able to do good and share with those in need at the moment? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to live lives of continual thanksgiving and service. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.